The Native American botanist, Robin Wall Kimmerer, in an interview recalled the wisdom an elder taught her. The elder said that ritual reminds us to remember. And in many ways, that is what the shape and the form of our liturgy does. We are reminded to remember. But more than that, each liturgical season and every holy day draws our life into a larger frame of God's life. The lessons from Scripture do not conform to us. We bring our life to God and are invited to grow and to be changed, to see more and more of God through the stories. This is more than just remembering. It is re-entering and reforming the nature of our own identity. But I have to admit that in my experience as a Christian, it can be very difficult to enter the stories of Holy Scripture. Because unless we have learned a considerable amount through study and prayer, reflection, we cannot but hear the stories through the only perspective we know, our own 21st century context, as postmodern Western peoples. It is difficult to encounter the Scriptures from the cultural vantage point of their own origin, an origin that valued the life of the community over the life of the individual. That said, since this pandemic began, and since it began to impact our lives so thoroughly, I have begun hearing the Scriptures in a deeper and more immediate way. In short, so much of the Scripture is written from the perspective of a people who have suffered. So much of the Scripture is written from the perspective of a people who have grieved for what was lost. And for those who have died, they proclaim the longing and the full-throated desire to be healed and to have everything restored. And there is something different about this moment, right now, for all people. Because our vulnerability and our mortality, our reliance on ourselves and our technology, is exposed and rendered as futile as it always has been. Usually, we have a pretty robust attendance today. And as we enter Holy Week, and usually we have a pretty modest gathering for Maundy Thursday services. But rarely do we have more than a handful of people throughout the church gather to observe the most solemn holy day of the entire Christian calendar, Good Friday. Why? Because it is so hard to hear. And we would rather not hear hard things or feel hard things. But no one can turn away from that truth this week, in this time. In the same way that the church invites all people to the observance of a holy Lent, we renew that invitation this week. This Holy Week, daily give time to be in the presence of this story. Daily remember to remember the story. Openly and wholeheartedly reflect on its meaning. Because the full meaning of Easter is distorted and diminished without passing through the gates of death on Good Friday. We encounter the passion, the suffering, and resurrection story. We, Christians, we encounter that story from the other side of Easter. We are not the disciples who do not know what is about to happen. And our worship every year is no reenactment of that story, any more than the Eucharist is a memorial. we bring our full and present life to God, to see our story anew as part of Jesus' story, our life as part of His life, His suffering, His death, and His rising. People are suffering right now. People are frightened. Some people are indifferent or self-serving. And some are sacrificial and loving. What happens in this present moment of your life is where the risen Christ meets you, right where you are. To have the mind of Christ is to fully live into your humanity, to encounter Christ in everything and in everyone. It is to receive a love so great that it overwhelms the powers that destroy life. To be Christian is to stand and say, yes, death awaits me. Yet I live in the trust that God's love overwhelms that dark passage, and that in love, Christ's shining light. In Christ's shining light, we will know no darkness. This Holy Week, turn your attention toward the whole story and offer your whole heart to God. Offer your faith and your doubt. Offer your fear and your hope. Give your whole self to the fullness and transforming reality of what God has done and is doing through the risen Christ. The Holy One of God, Jesus Christ, shows us how to do this. The Holy One shows us the way to be fully human and fully alive. Jesus invites us to follow Him through His suffering and fear to the place where God transforms us and unbinds us from everything that diminishes us. The astounding hope of Christianity unfolds this week and shows us the way that leads through suffering and death into life and peace. God's humility and God's mercy bring Easter to the whole world. Easter life invades every moment of time, every relationship, and every creature and society known. Easter is coming. Easter is coming, but walk slowly with God each day of this week. This Holy Week, offer yourself open-hearted about what is happening in the world and in your life. Encounter God's story from a whole new perspective. For the first time in a whole new way, see more truth, see deeper meaning. And on Easter Day, from wherever you are, stand up and rejoice more than ever before in the risen life given to the whole world in Christ our Lord. Amen. With all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord,